This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Time to put a fork in Project Veritas. In typical fashion, James O'Keefe's right-wing fake news operation, Project Veritas, couldn't get it right. The old line is that rats flee a sinking ship. As Project Veritas went down, under the weight of O'Keefe's many scandals, lawsuits, extravagant and entitled spending, and general narcissism, to right the ship, rather than recruit a new captain, they brought back one of the rats, Hannah Giles from the original Acorn scams. Like so much of what PV always did, this was more of a press release than a plan. So now, in less than 6 months on the job, she's thrown in the towel, put the curse on the mess, and called the cops as she slammed the door behind her. I just let Yahoo News write the obit. The chief executive of Project Veritas, a self-identified investigative journalism organization that pushes far-right agendas, announced she's resigning because of strong evidence of past illegality and past financial improprieties. I'm stepping down from all roles with Project Veritas and Project Veritas Action, effective immediately, Hannah Giles wrote on X, formerly Twitter. Though I had high hopes when I joined the organization, I stepped into an unsalvageable mess, one wrought with strong evidence of past illegality and past financial improprieties. Once such evidence was discovered, I brought the information to the appropriate law enforcement agencies. Thank you. Giles took over for founder James O'Keefe in June when the group's board uncovered financial malfeasance from O'Keefe, including $14,000 on a charter flight to meet someone to fix his boat under the guise of meeting with a donor, and $60,000 in losses by putting together dance events such as Project Veritas Experience. O'Keefe is under investigation in New York for misusing Project Veritas funds. Project Veritas did not immediately respond to a request for comment. In September, Project Veritas laid off its employees amid its financial struggles. Project Veritas is known for its heavily edited videos, like a video targeting Planned Parenthood in 2008, where O'Keefe and Lila Rose, the founder of an anti-abortion group, illegally recorded Planned Parenthood employees consulting Rose, who they believed to be a 13-year-old pregnant girl. The video was edited to remove parts of the conversation where Planned Parenthood employees tell Rose to talk with their mother about the pregnancy. Giles and O'Keefe worked together in 2009 on a hidden video sting that purportedly showed employees of the Progressive Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, ACORN, agreeing to aid the pair in crimes. The two, who had been employed by conservative journalist Andrew Breitbart, ended up paying settlements to one of ACORN's staffers. The organization, however, lost much of its funding despite investigations that found no wrongdoing. Last year, Project Veritas was ordered to pay $120,000 to a Democratic consulting firm for secretly recording employees at the firm to embarrass them. Tut, tut. I don't think an RIP, rest in peace, is really the right send-off for Project Veritas. I think something more in the order of burn in hell fits them best. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.